Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Justin, I refuse to be silent as immigrants, but I'm not buying it. And the oppressor, and this is known as self-defense. And I'm a lunatic. I'm the one you come and get. It's a reckless.
Wow.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's your 230 Tupac. Remember, you get 230 Tupac. 230 Tupac, 330 Country, 430 90s, 530 Creed.
I think you're going to like 330 Country today.
That's your bet?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure when you say you think I'm going to like
well,
it.
Well, I know if I can tell if you're really going to hate it or I think you're going to like it.
Okay.
And I think you're going to like it. Nice.
Save that to 330. Yeah. Let me get my review on Tupac.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you save that nonsense. That was a great choice today.
Oh,
didn't
wow.
think you had that one in you.
I listened through some earlier.
Yeah,
and
violence.
I was like,
that's on Apocalypse Now. That's on the first album.
The first
album.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hear it.
It felt like one that Ike would like.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's a classic, man. That's a classic. Wow.
You can hear it, not just in the production, you can hear it in the beat.
Yeah.
Like that's a beat. But that album is probably, is that 91? 90?
Yeah, 90,
yeah.
91.
I was going to say, not 80s, but 90.
Yeah.
This is the WIP afternoon. Oh, I already said that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which is the bigger concern Sunday? The Eagles beating themselves or the 49ers? What do you think the poll is at? You say the Eagles beating themselves.
Yeah.
I say the 49ers. What do you think the poll is at?
I'm going to go in the 70s on this one.
Okay.
Let's go 73 Eagles beating themselves.
What if I told you it was higher?
Higher?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why don't you give me another guess? I like playing the game this way.
77?
94.9.
94?
Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Not that we ever had a poll that high.
I think what happens sometimes.
So, hold on. What does that say? Let's say no one's concerned about the Niners.
Yes.
It would be the Eagles, everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now,
okay.
Now I think it's a combination of two things. I think there's enough worry about what they've seen from the Eagles to have that be a lot of the concern.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, let's see if I can explain this. When we're seeing a team that we don't see a lot, 49ers, we don't see a lot, right? They sort of become a caricature of themselves. Like,
uh-huh.
we just sort of define them as a quick thing. And I think what the 49ers have been defined as this year is like, that's just some injured team. They're running on fumes,
right.
Whatever. And it is true to an extent. But it's also true that they were a game away from the one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
It's also true that they have a head coach that's been to two Super Bowls, a quarterback that's been to one, and a quarterback and a head coach and a quarterback and a team that offensively, again, before the Seahawks game, and that is a good Seahawks defense. Now, we have a good defense, too, for sure, mm-hmm. but was rolling like no other team offensively in the NFL. I mean, playing, you just felt the rhythm. When you watch them, you're like, oh, man, they feel unstoppable. I do think that while the view of the 49ers, a lot of it is accurate, I do think there's a little bit of disrespect to how good they are.
Well, that's what I was worried about Monday, even from myself.
Yes, because you said you were overconfident. You were really confident.
I don't want to be overconfident facing this team. But, I mean, it is what it is. I think as long as the Eagles certainly showed a proper respect in their preparation
mm-hmm.
going against the 49ers and taking care of business based on their own standards, it should be okay as far as the on the field. But leading up to it, this is what I was worried about, is that everybody feels that there's no way we lose this game.
Well, the other thing contributing to it is the last game the Niners played,
yeah,
which people, the score's 13-3. They scored 3 points for sure. But like that team, and the other thing I would bring up, the game didn't open at 7 as far as the line. The game opened at 3.5.
Well, and I wonder if the only reason it went up is because of what people, like you brought
people
up.
People are feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you brought up a lot of people putting money down on the Eagles, and I can go with that as well. But I wonder if some sort of intel on who's going to be available for the Niners this week has more to do with it versus people feeling like the Eagles are going to steamroll. Because I just don't know how, from an offensive standpoint, you can feel that way.
Well, because
I at least have to see a good game where they do it, and then I would feel better next week if they were to go out there, run for 180, close to 200 against the Niners, put up 28 somewhere around there. Okay, then I can feel that way going into the next week. We didn't even score in the second half versus the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, we didn't complete a pass.
Yes, we didn't even complete a pass. So I can't take anything out of the last game against the Commanders. I got to think about what it looked like the last time our first team offense was on the field.
And the 3.5-point line, if that's a neutral field game, the home field isn't 3 points anymore, but it sure is two.
Right.
So a neutral field game, that's a point and a half.
Point and a half, yeah. Yep.
So, 215-592-9494. What concerns you more on Sunday, the Eagles beating themselves or the 49ers? Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie baby, back to Spike. Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. What's up, boo?
What up, Yoshi?
What's up, baby? Hey, man, what's the name? I feel as though it will be us if we lose. I mean, I respect the San Francisco 49ers. This team played with a backup quarterback majority of this year. They've been hurting all season like we was hurting in 2017, and they still had a chance to win their division. It's a 12-5 team. They need to go out there with so much respect for this team, and don't sleep on them. Really, you cannot sleep on them. We've been beating ourselves all year. If it's time to string together two halves of football, is this part of the season? We beat ourselves against the Broncos, the Cowboys the second game, the Rams the first half, the Chargers game, Washington the last week. What's the name? The games that we won. We won them, but we still was beating ourselves, whereas though we just didn't dominate. The Buffalo game didn't do nothing in the second half. Like, if we lose, it will be because of us, because we've been self-inflicting wounds on ourselves all season. If this offense get it right, man, and they start thinking, if Jordan Mulata, if he could get the whole offense to start thinking about how much they love the defense like he do, maybe we will be like the defense in the daggone playoffs. Like, they needed to get it together, man. And for real, if they get it together right now, I'm not scared of nobody in the NFC. I'm really not. Every last one of these teams in the NFC is beatable. Even Seattle. What's name?
Because even the Eagles.
Shut up, Jack. Hey, Jack, are you playing with
the Phillies?
About?
I know they suck. I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know. You're Phillies.
No,
I know.
I would never do that. I'm not that dude. I'm not like Ike Reese. I don't hit below the belt.
It's so, everyone's in a corner.
Well, everyone's got their backup.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yep.
I gotta get
the Reservoir Dogs thing.
I caught a stray.
It's the scene in Reservoir Dogs where everyone's got a gun pointed at somebody else.
Great movie too. Great movie. Oh, hey, Ike.
Yes.
Boy, you told Jack you've been married long. He's been alive, boy. Just like I said yesterday, me and you've been laying down with some women for a long time. Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
I ain't had to say my wife was at my wife told me I was her dude after that first time at the Doubletree, baby.
It's called a big dose of D.
You got no wife for a big one.
All right.
At the Doubletree.
You know, it's funny. Every time I, Yoshi, Every time I post a picture of me and my wife, there's like eight dudes who are like, oh, kicked her coverage. And I do think...
Well, it happens a lot.
Well, I do.
That's good, right? That means we did a good job.
Well, yeah. But I do think she was sort of saying the same thing when I called her my girlfriend before asking her. She was like, we are not in the same sort of category
bracket,
here.
Buddy.
So our sister station in San Francisco is 95.7 The Game.
They're very chesty.
They are chesty.
Yeah. And their whole bit is chesty.
Well, they're trying to, like, to an extent, they're trying to do what we do. You know, like, they're trying to be the...
Trying to be us.
You know, the big, tough, you know, sports radio station or whatever. When they're in San Francisco, like, you guys got other problems in that town, really, to be honest with
so
you.
What so they got the Niners, the Warriors, and the Giants.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess their San Jose is not that close, but that would be the closest hockey team. Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah. Well, no,
Anaheim is Los
Angeles. Do you know where Anaheim is?
So I don't. Okay. I really don't.
Anaheim is
Don't press me on this. I don't know where anything is in California. Okay. San Diego's low, right?
Yeah, but so is Anaheim. It's right next to Los Angeles.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we cleared this up. So it goes San Diego, Los Angeles, Anaheim.
Anaheim is
lower.
What's the point of Anaheim? I mean,
it shouldn't have a baseball team.
It shouldn't have a baseball team.
No.
Does it go Sacramento, San Francisco?
That's North Cali.
Yeah, but that's so far away.
Yeah.
It's further away. LA is further from San Francisco than we are from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Yeah. Really?
That's how big California is.
Yeah. Have you looked at a map ever in your life? And I'm not even good at maps. I don't know all 50 capitals, whatever. But like, California is the whole side of the country.
Yeah.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Isn't it like the third biggest state in the world?
Fourth largest economy in the world.
All right.
Yes.
Is Florida bigger?
Is Texas bigger?
Texas is the biggest state.
Yeah, Texas is big.
I'm glad we cleared that
but
up.
But it's not as long.
Right.
I don't think.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, size does matter.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Get back on task.
Sometimes. All right.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Back to the 95.7 The Game. Here was Mark Willard, one of their afternoon show hosts, yesterday. So I watched this video this morning. And I thought of this, you know, Mad Men is my favorite show of all time. And I thought of this Don Draper line where he said to somebody who was, you know, that was trying to argue with him, he goes, I don't think about you at all. And that was what I thought when I saw him. I said, you are trying to start some thing where, you know what reminded me of if the Phillies are playing the Mets. Or something, how Mets fans would talk about us and how we would talk about Mets fans. Or if we were playing the Braves or something like, or if the Eagles were playing the Cowboys or the Eagles were playing the Giants or the Commanders. The 49ers fans trying to act like there is some thing here. We do not think about you, maybe there was a point in time where we thought about the 49ers
we had a little thing there a couple years ago.
But it was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, it feels like a long time ago.
It's like we were in a relationship, and we've already moved on to the next one, and they're still looking at our Instagram to see who we're out with.
Right. They're still hanging on to it.
Yeah. You were four girls ago. You don't need to see who I'm out with. You don't need to be checking my Instagram. Right. Block me. Block us so you don't have to think about us anymore.
And I'll tell you, some of the the same characters aren't there. Like Debo was a big,
yes.
He was a villain in that. You know what I mean? He embraced the whole thing. He wanted to challenge the Eagles and all that stuff. You had Nick Bosa.
Yep.
He
was the guy who said they figured us out or something.
His
brother was fighting with the Eagles fans in the parking lot.
Yeah, before the NFC Championship game. So you had a moment there. And now those guys are gone, and you're not going to hear anything from the 49ers. Like, I'd be surprised if the 49ers bring up anything about a rivalry or anything else this week.
No, and the
have they?
No. Like, Purdy was very complimentary.
Oh.
Complimentary.
Wow.
Oh.
Pull the audio.
Nope.
Pull the audio.
Zero.
Pull the audio.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't even know if they view it that way. I think that's more of, what's my guy's name?
Mark Willard. Yeah.
Is he trying to like stir up some juice?
To stir a thing. I'm going to be on their morning show tomorrow.
Oh, that's Joe Shasky.
Yeah, and like the last time I was on last year.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that they felt this way about us, and they came on like, trying to fight with me or something. And I said to them, guys, I don't know what thing you're trying to do here. I don't feel that way about them. Yeah. And Willard's like, you know, they think they're loud. They're not actually loud. What are we talking about here? Are you guys so out of stuff that you're making pretend that Eagles fans aren't loud?
Yeah, like, what are you even talking about? Yeah, anybody will tell you that comes here
to
play.
It's a tough place to play.
Yes.
Yeah, come on, man.
The home record shows it. The playoff home record shows it. Like,
you're better than that. Clean up your city. And that's saying something from somebody who lives in Philly. But clean up your city.
Yeah, I don't even know. And we as Eagle fans, we tend to hang on to stuff.
We do.
We feed off of this type of stuff. And we normally will create the whole rivalry thing just because we need an enemy. I don't feel that this week from Eagles fans.
That got a chuckle out of Philadelphia.
I don't feel that coming from Eagles fans that there's some big rivalry game coming up Sunday.
You know what? You guys aren't even loud. Oh. You got us. It's not loud here.
You almost make a case the Rams
are
more
bigger.
So
if I think of non-NFC East rivals, I think the Rams are a bigger rival. I think the Bucks are a bigger rival.
Hell yeah, you definitely can say the Bucks.
I think
play them every year.
I think the Chiefs are a bigger rival.
Yeah.
The Bills just because of Josh Allen.
Just because of the Josh Allen Jalen thing, at least with us, I think to an extent.
Yeah.
I don't think I put the 49ers in the top five. And that's not an insult about the football team. I think I'm here saying that I think the football team's good. I think Shanahan's a great coach. I think Purdy's a great quarterback. But as far as a rivalry, this is a I just want to Mark, this is me to you. This is a very one-sided thing. It looks very bad for you to try to stir something up that isn't there.
Now, I will say this.
Yeah.
We lose Sunday, then the rivalry's back on.
Yes, but fair enough.
Totally.
You can mean our rivalry will be with our own guys.
It's going to be versus Petullo.
Yeah, Petullo and Jalen and Nick.
Now, Niners rivalry did have a moment. You know,
it did.
The 23 game.
Moment. Yeah, yeah. 2-year moment.
Remember they came out with the boombox?
Yeah.
That was really annoying.
And I'm saying, didn't Debo, did he say that Bradbury was trash?
Yes, he did.
Something like that.
He did.
So Debo took a literally shot at one of our players.
And you remember when they're all huddled around that fraud Mike Silver's phone watching the Eagles lose?
Yes.
And they celebrated like children.
They were in Washington, right?
Yes.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. Like they used the Eagles as something that they were chasing.
Yes.
They felt our 2022 team, they felt they were better than us, and that if Brock Purdy doesn't get injured, then they would have beaten us, even though I don't believe it. I mean, Brock Purdy was a rookie that year. It certainly was a good team. He may have maxed out. But that was their driving motivation the following year.
Yeah.
And we were already on their schedule. And then they came in and did what they did.
You guys aren't – you think you're loud?
Yeah.
You're not as loud as Seattle.
And the only reason Seattle's loud is because how they made their stadium. I mean, it's nonsense.
Yeah, they're also loud.
They're loud because of the stadium.
It's not a dome.
Yeah, but it's how they angle it.
Yeah, they there was like a thing that they angled it a certain way.
I agree with it.
We're going to have a dome here. We'll be able to be
loud. I don't
want
a dome. I want to angle it.
No one ever says to us that our stadium is loud because of the way that the stadium is built.
Yes. But that's the only reason why they have the 12th man. Like, was Seattle naturally louder than us? No. I just wish our stadium was built a little bit differently so we could be as loud as Seattle. Well, I do, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
I hear you.
Also, on the dome thing, I'm not saying I've completely switched
sides. Jesus. Don't do it.
But I mean, I was waiting for this day, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I figured you would eventually be there. Yeah. Oh, it's a little cold out.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter to me. I'm not sitting outside of the games.
We don't want a dome.
I don't know.
No.
Football
is meant to be played outside.
Look at Chicago this weekend. That's football.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I want to have a dome so we can have this. Maybe I just think if we have a dome, we'll have some high-flying offense. Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
You know what? We have a dome, and then when it's cold in January and December when we're playing, right? We come to the game with all these big coats on because we got a tailgate outside.
Yeah.
But then we got to go in the damn dome, and everybody's overheated.
Well, you could, I don't know, you could take your coat off.
This is going to be the dome problems. You got to think about this. By the way, just to clean up a mistake made earlier on the show.
Yes.
Whose mistake?
The biggest state.
Biggest state is Alaska.
Alaska, yes.
Now, continental United States.
Yes.
Time out.
All right.
Go ahead.
There's another jacket.
That's not the continental United States?
Well, okay. What is the continent we're on?
North America.
Okay.
Yeah, good job.
And Alaska is attached to what?
Technically North America.
Not just technically. Just
it actually
really.
Is. Yes.
All right.
So it is part of the continental U.S. because it is on this continent.
Okay. So what is it when it's just...
You're just thinking Hawaii. Yeah.
No. Well,
or Puerto Rico.
Well, Alaska's not...
Is Puerto Rico legit now?
No. They're not a state, but they are a territory
country.
Or yes. Whatever. Yeah.
But Alaska's not connected to the country, right?
Right.
But it is on the continent.
It's on the continent.
It's on the continent. I understand.
Just like...
Yeah.
Canada?
But not as well, they're trying to make it the 51st state. But yes, Canada is also on the continent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that.
So is Mexico. Yeah.
But
because
of the ones in the,
it's
United States.
To the United States. Yes.
Texas is the biggest one.
Yes.
Okay. All right. But then Alaska is bigger than Texas.
Technically.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I actually figured that too myself. Yes.
Alaska?
That, yes. Yeah. It was after I thought about it though.
But it's mostly,
Well, because I don't necessarily, unfortunately, include.
Yeah. I don't think the Alaskans are going
to be
get...
reminded that Alaska's a part of this.
I would like to take a trip to Alaska.
Oh, yeah. No.
Seems pretty cool.
Why?
Well, it seems neat.
In the summer, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes, I would not want to go in the winter.
You should go right now.
All right, no.
It's dark all the time right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Do you really know when that is? Or
no.
Are you just making that up?
Okay, well, I assume in the winter it's... Dark all the time.
All right. Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Boy, we are the dumbest show.
You got North America right. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did. And that was a 50-50 proposition.
It was not a 50-50 proposition. It was not. I was almost a history teacher.
Just like you were almost a baseball player?
I had two paths I was going to go down.
Yeah.
And I chose this one.
Hey,
okay.
I was going to say.
215-592-9494. What worries you most? On Sunday, the Eagles themselves or the 49ers. Coming up next, we will ask Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer that very question. We'll get his analysis of that 49ers team as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.